The central area of West Jutland in Denmark is characterised by fjords, lush meadows, lagoons, long sandy beaches and dunes. But it was originally a very poor area, with large shallow fjords, reed beds and the odd meadow. The inhabitants lived in poverty, surviving mainly from fishing, a small amount of farming and salvage from ships wrecked off the coast. But all this has changed. Poverty is a thing of the past, and the farmers have rich land on which to grow their crops. And according to Gert Elsted from the Danish Nature Protection Society, it's all thanks to the English.
In the 1870s, English companies came over here to get concessions to dry out the shallow fjords for making agricultural land. They had the technique and the power in steam machinery to pump away the water, and they could build dikes and they then try to reclaim big areas along the fjords. It succeeded in some places, but in many places the soil they got dry was too poor. It was sandy soil, and many of the companies went bankrupt and left the fjords again. The English succeeded in lowering the water level in the fjords until half a meter under the sea level. They got some farming land and some reed beds and some meadows out of it. But after Second World War, the Danes got money and technique to lower the sea level more again, to 2 meters below zero, and they could get cornfields out of it. It was sandy cornfields, still not very good soil, but sandy soils. But after the Second World War, we could just put fertilizer on it. But then, about 15 years ago, the Danes began to restore nature areas. And the man who owned this area went bankrupt and sold the area to the state. And the state decided to restore the nature here by raising the level of the water from 2 meters below sea level to only half a meter, the same as the Englishman did originally. And to alter the landscape here from corn fields to meadows and seabeds and water. And they decided a very complicated plan because the local farmers wanted to have some of the fjord as cornfields still. So it's, which is often is in Denmark, a compromise between many interests, agricultural, nature protection and so on. And so we got nature restoring project with 3 sea levels and 3 sorts of landscape.
And how do you keep the water at all these 3 different levels and keep it moving along?
By pumping. There are automatic pumping stations. In the northern part of the fjord, where the farmers still have, as a part of the compromise, the sea level nearly 2 meters below. And then we're pumping it up to half a meter. Then it's running naturally down again to 2 meters below sea level. And then it's pumped up again over in another fjord, and it's running out in the sea at last. But it's very complicated as a result of this compromise. It's an example of that in Denmark, you have not much real nature. We decide in Denmark what sort of nature we want, and we arrange that by technical and economical means.
Some of this land obviously is protected by dunes as well. Are these natural dunes?
The original fjords here on the west coast have been cut away from the sea by long spits of land. The current along the North Sea takes with it sand and gravel and closes the openings between the fjords and had created lagoons. And the dunes along the North Sea coast, they are attacked by the North Sea all the time. And the natural condition is that the North Sea is moving meter by meter eastwards. And we have to protect the dunes by an artificial means. Here, for example, along this fjord, along Stadil Fjord, where we are now, we have had to build an artificial dune with a concrete core inside, 7 meters higher than the North Sea, to protect the fjord behind the dunes to be covered by the very salt water from the sea. If it happens, it will be a disaster for the nature behind, because the very salt North Sea will kill many of the life in the fjords if it gets through. The water in the fjords are brackish water, only 2 or 3 or 4% of salt, but in the North Sea it's much higher.
So this is the way you protect the land from the salt water. How do the farmers protect their crops from the birds that are attracted here?
By inviting the geese to dinner. There are some big meadows with 10 to 20,000 pink-footed geese coming here every day for dinner. And they are fed with grain spread by the local authorities, not because of the geese, but because of the farmers around here. Because the geese are clever birds. And in the spring, the farmers sow their cornfields and the geese come and eat the corn. But if we feed the geese here every day, we can keep the geese from eating the farmers' new sown grain. So therefore, they are gathered here every day, and the first full moon in May, they fly away, well fed, well prepared for their flight northwards. Some of them fly to Spitsbergen, and some of them go to Siberia. From here, they fly in 24 hours around 2,000 kilometers northwards to their next dining place.
That's Gert Elsted from the Danish Nature Protection Society.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.